Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Lots About Something podcast. This is the podcast where we, the Lots, always talk about something, and hopefully it's going to be something to encourage you, make you laugh, help you enjoy your day, whatever day you're listening to this podcast. Man, thank you so much for being here. If you're listening on Spotify, watching on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, we really appreciate you being here. My name is Chris. I am one half of your show hosting extraordinaires. I don't know if that's a thing or not. I am, of course, joined by my lovely bride, Christy. How are you doing today, Christy?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, doing well today?
Yep, doing good.
You sound chipper. You sound like you got some pep in your step.
Always.
Always have pep in your step?
No, not always.
But oh, okay.
All right. I try.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Hey, Christy, I did want to follow up with this. I meant to mention this. So after last week's episode, when I had to air some grievances, sometimes, if you're new to the podcast, sometimes we have to air grievances. Christy has aired her grievances with me. And last week, I had to air a grievance with her. We won't get into it, but I got feedback that I had to sleep on the couch after last week because it seemed that you were not really happy with my grievance. I would just like for you to confirm that we did not fight, nor did I have to sleep on the couch.
No, I just think you caught me off guard.
Yeah.
I didn't realize what we were talking about, so I guess when I don't handle criticism really well.
I don't think I criticized. I just aired a grievance.
Still, it just didn't hit you well. It just rubbed me the wrong way, I guess.
Do you remember after the conversation and later on you told me about something, the time, and I was like, what time is it? And you started laughing. I don't remember what it was you were telling me at the time about, but
I told you the correct time, right on the dot.
Yeah, you did.
So that was when we were playing a game of Fortnite.
Oh, was it? And, okay.
Yeah, Ganker asked what time it was.
Maybe so. Ganker was trying to stir the pot.
Oh, I know.
Oh, Ganker. We got to watch out for him. Well, Christy, I am... let's get into our first segment. I was about to jump into it ahead of time. Our first segment is What's New. It's something we do every single time we do the podcast, at least so far. And we just talk about what's new, what's been happening in life since the last time we did the podcast. To be honest, for me this week, I've been on vacation. It's been a staycation vacation. I've been home every day. We have gone very little places. Mm-hmm. And it's been incredible. I've enjoyed it thoroughly.
It went by really, really fast.
It went by fast, and I'm sad to see it coming to an end today. I'll be back at work tomorrow.
Yeah. It's like we closed our eyes and woke up, and it's time to go back.
Yeah. So there's not a ton of what's new. Now, one thing, people know that we like TV. We did stumble into a new show.
Well, people have been telling us to watch it for a long time.
Everybody that tells us to watch it tells us two things. They say it's really good, but it has really bad language.
And they were not lying.
They're right. I think they were right on both. It is a very interesting show, and it does have some really bad language. I have a new affinity for the F word. They use it a pretty good bit, and they use it pretty good.
They'd have to bleep out a lot. Yeah. Of the show because of that
if
word.
They
use the word and it doesn't even have to be in there.
You know how some, they've got these monitoring, like family-friendly monitoring things, and it'll bleep out cuss words and put like replace words. Like if instead of saying the word sex, it would bleep out that. And so it would say, hugs. And so like if the TV show said, do you want to go have sex, the filter would bleep out the part that says that, and it would replace it with subtitles that says, do you want to go have hugs? So if that was the case, what do you think that they would replace that word with? I don't know. We don't have that filter. We're just out here listening to it all. I think it would replace it with like snuggles, maybe. Like, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Anyway, I don't really know where that's
going. I've got some words, but it probably wouldn't sound right. Okay. We could just go the wrong way here. So,
yeah. All right. Very good. So do we ever say the show? It's Yellowstone.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if we ever said the show. We got into talking about that. It's the show Yellowstone. It's pretty good. We like it.
Yeah. We're already in season two. Almost going to season three.
Almost through season two. Like I said, we haven't done anything this week other than pretty much watch TV.
Yeah. Well, we do love our TV.
Yeah. So we did that. And what else? What else was new this week? Anything? So vacation, we started a new show. You know, it was a vacation for me. I don't know if it was a vacation for everybody else. Emma still went to school. Lily still had to go to school. Lily finished up her classes. I think almost finished up. So, you know, she's about finished up with all her stuff. So there wasn't a ton of things really that happened. We've just been hanging out. It's been nice.
I mean, kind of boring, but
yeah,
boring days.
It has been boring days.
Fun days.
We didn't even get to see No Belt Boy this week.
Yeah, he wasn't there. I think he works the day shift, and we hit that evening shift.
Okay.
But she was friendly. I will say this, though, y'all. Whoever did my groceries this week, I normally buy little packs of hamburger meat, and y'all, the Lord blessed us with whoever got our groceries, because they gave me the big packs of hamburger meat, and for mamas out there that are on a grocery budget, instead of getting two small packs, it equaled to up like to four or five packs of hamburger meat. So blessings to us this week. So that's something exciting for me to say.
Okay. All right. Very good. Very good.
You don't seem as excited about the hamburger meat as I am.
I mean, I'm excited about big hamburgers.
Like, and they didn't charge me for the big hamburger meat. They charged me for just two small ones like I normally get, but I got like double the hamburger meat.
Shout out. I would just like to point out that is how exciting our week has been, that we're talking about double hamburger meat. Like, that is the level. If you want to know exactly how exciting our week is, the fact that we got extra hamburger meat this week should tell you the level of excitement that we're living on right now.
That, and I made some peanut butter cookies.
You did make, they are good.
And they're addicting.
They're great. They are delicious. I really like them a lot. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to our next segment.
Okay.
Since we don't have a whole lot to talk about that's new, let's talk about our next segment, and that's just weird news.
Okay.
So weird news is we're just going to read headlines from weird news stories that we find. Doesn't necessarily, we don't read the story. We don't have time to read the details. We're just going to read the headlines and then react to what we see. Okay. So the first one is this. There was a chain smoking marathon racer, so a runner who chain smokes. He finishes in under 3.5 hours in a marathon he was running, and it's not the first time he's ever done it.
What is a chain smoker?
Someone that just smokes, like, one after another. So
like
you
the
got
hot
to
dog
imagine,
eating contest, but he's just cigarette smoking?
Yeah, just, so he is literally running a marathon and smoking cigarettes. I can tell you his name is Uncle Chin, and he's 50 years old.
All right, so he's running a marathon and smoking cigarettes at the same time?
And he finished the marathon in under 3.5 hours, and he's done it before.
Golly, could you imagine his lungs?
I can't imagine finishing in 3.5 hours, having never smoked a cigarette a day in my life. And Uncle Chin is out there smoking while running a marathon.
And he's
living his best life.
Okay, that's not very interesting, huh?
I mean, I think it's pretty interesting.
You think so?
All right, here we go. Scrabble has announced that they are adding 500 new words to the official Scrabble Players Dictionary. And some of them, this is the way the headline reads, are just adorbs. Adorbs. So, like, that would be a slang term for adorable. So it sounds to me like Scrabble is introducing slang words as official words into the Scrabble dictionary.
I didn't even know we had a Scrabble dictionary.
Honestly, I didn't either. I mean, I didn't know that there was a Scrabble dictionary, but evidently it's an official players dictionary where maybe you find all the words. I don't know.
So if you're really into Scrabble, you carry around the Scrabble dictionary in your back pocket when you go to Scrabble.
I guess so.
Scrabble parties.
I guess so. That would be a good gift idea. If somebody is looking for a gift idea, a Scrabble dictionary may be it. Mm-hmm. May have stumbled across something there.
So I'd say if you're getting somebody a Scrabble game for Christmas, go ahead and hook them up with a Scrabble dictionary, too, as a bonus.
I agree. That's a good idea. Mm-hmm. See what you get here, guys, at our podcast, Gift Ideas.
Christmas gift ideas.
Christmas gift ideas. All right, here's another story. You ready? Mm-hmm. Someone just paid a lot of money for Steve Jobs' old sandals. Do you know who Steve Jobs is?
Yeah.
You don't sound real confident.
The iPhone.
Yes, that is correct. He was one of the innovators in Apple becoming what it is.
He died.
Today, he did pass away. And since then, honestly, Apple has not been as innovative as they were before. But someone, I don't know, again, we don't read the details of the article, but someone just paid a lot of money for his shoes.
I think that's weird for somebody to want his shoes, but...
Now, is there anybody that you would be interested in buying their shoes?
No.
What about like a pair, like, I don't know, there's probably value. Like in Michael Jordan's first ever game-worn pair of Jordans, there's tons of money in that.
But why? Well, you want to just have a pair of shoes sitting somewhere just to look at?
I would imagine it's like any other collector's item.
I guess.
I would imagine it's like someone would collect, I don't know.
You know something that I found hats I collect? Or
whatever. What? What do you collect?
Like, we're trying to think of, what do I collect around?
You collect coins.
Coins. Mm-hmm. And seashells.
You like to gather seashells.
I've discovered my Christmas ornaments, putting them out, I collect snowmen.
Yeah. You just realized that, huh?
Taking out all my decorations, I realized I have a wide variety of different snowmen.
Okay. So you never realized that you were collecting snowmen. You just gathered a bunch of them and realized, you know what? I have a collection.
Oh, they're cute.
All right.
You know how people go for Santa Clauses, or I know my twin Crystal, she decided she likes gnomes.
Okay.
So she started collecting gnomes just this year. But I discovered, my other sister likes to collect gingerbread men.
Okay.
And I discovered, what do I collect? It's snowmen, people.
Snowmen.
I got lots of snowmen sitting around my house.
Yep. It makes sense because evidently you like plump, white, bald-headed guys. So.
Hey, I'm married into one.
That fits appropriately, I think, that you would collect snowmen.
That's not why, but that's fun. Okay.
All right. Let's say.
You know, you do kind of look like
snowman.
On the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer snowman. If we got your little hat, look at your face right there. Yeah, you look like him.
Yeah, I like that one.
You know what I'm talking about?
I like that guy.
I don't know his name, but
he's the narrator. I think his name's Frosty.
No, the narrator.
He's Frosty.
He's the narrator for the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer cartoon.
Okay. All right. You know what we need to do? I did this the other day. We need to go through and rank. I've got a list of Christmas movies. Maybe we'll do that next week. We'll go through and rank our favorite Christmas movies and see how we compare to each other.
Okay.
I think that would be fun.
So you don't know my list and I don't know your list.
Well, we would do it together. So I've got a list of famous Christmas movies. You can look at it. I'll let you add anything you want to add to it. But it's all stuff that we've pretty much have seen. And then we'll rank it in order of how we like them. Okay. So that'd be a good idea. We could do that. All right. One more weird news item.
Okay.
From your buddy Frosty. Here we go. All right. So Mike Tyson. Do you know who that is?
Yes.
And Evander Holyfield. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Both of those are boxers. Now, just to preface this, Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield had a famous fight together, and Mike Tyson actually bit off part of Evander Holyfield's ear in the middle of the fight. It was really weird, really strange that it happened. Mm-hmm. But evidently, they have a new partnership, and they've come together for a cannabis collaboration. Cannabis. And the headline is Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield come together for an eerie cannabis collaboration. What do you think about that?
I'm kind of confused.
Okay. What do you...
All right. So...
Are you confused about the partnership?
Cannabis. To me, cannabis is an oil, like CBD oil, like people take.
Yeah.
Make them feel better.
I think that's right. Yeah.
But also, another word that stems from that is cannibal, like cannibalism. And he ate his ear off. So what are we talking about?
Okay. Hold on. Hold on. So you're confused. Hold on. You're confused about
what they're collaborating
if
on.
If they're collaborating on a CBD oil product or a cannibal, they're promoting cannibalism where they're eating.
I don't think they're promoting cannibalism. But I'm just trying to put the two together of why.
I think that it's a funny play on words. Obviously, we don't read the articles. There's more details in this. I feel confident. Like, I would be shocked if this was about eating.
I don't think it'd be about it. I know it's not that. But to use the word cannibal.
So you think it's, you think the headline is cannabis. In poor taste.
Right. Why were they going to cannabis?
Well, because Mike Tyson bit his ear. It's a headline. It's headlines are meant to draw people in. It's we're sitting here talking about it because of the headline.
It's very strange to me, but.
And Christy just created a new business opportunity.
Like, I don't know what they would do, where they'll go from that.
Yeah, I don't know.
As far as you telling me they bit the ear off, and then they're working together now. So, I don't know.
So, a brand new partnership. Maybe Evander's going to offer his other ear as an opportunity
and
for this new business.
And then take the cannibal oil to make him feel better.
There it is.
It will take the pain away, folks. Just having Mike Tyson come bite your ear off.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Oh, man. And this is the level of something that you get in the Lots About Something podcast.
When you throw an article at me and I have no clue what's coming my way,
yeah,
you're going to get it.
Well, it's weird news. I mean, it's essentially okay. We're reading things that we don't really know the details about.
Okay.
All right. Let's talk about something else. You ready? It is Christmas season. We are in the middle of Christmas season. And unless it changed at church, we're starting a brand new series at church called Comfort and Joy. Now, again, I've been out of the loop for a week. To the best of my ability, I've tried not to keep up with what's happening at church. But the title is Comfort and Joy. And so, obviously, we know that comes from that Christmas song.
I do. It's coming to my mind.
Is it? What is that song?
Good tidings of comfort and joy,
all right.
That song.
Yeah, that one. I don't know what that is either. but I thought about the idea of joy, comfort and joy. And so Christmas is a weird, it can be a weird season because it is intended to be a celebration. Obviously, from a Christian, as we are, we celebrate Christmas from the standpoint of it is the birth of Jesus. And so it's a celebration of his birth and his presence being on the earth as a gift that was given to mankind. That is the purpose of Christmas. For other people, Christmas is simply about gifts, but so for other people, it's about family. But it is essentially meant to be a joyous occasion. Now, that's not always true. Sometimes Christmas can also be one of the most difficult parts of the year for a lot of people. It can be very difficult. Someone may be lonely. Someone may be dealing with loss. But the heart, the intent of Christmas is supposed to be about joy. And so I thought we'd take a couple minutes and talk about joy and Christmas and what brings you joy through the Christmas season. And I'll talk about what brings me joy through the Christmas season. Then I've got an article You know, I've got an article that we can look at
all the time,
and so kind of help us. So let's just get into that, Christy. What during Christmas? What brings you joy? What is it about the season that brings you joy?
I think the Christmas decorations in the house, the Christmas lights, the Christmas tree, all the lights up in the house that you think I'm just putting way too much up. I think that brings joy. All the Hallmark Christmas movies brings me joy. Christmas break, the girls being home for Christmas break, is joyous for me. Our annual baking day when we get together with my family and or my sisters, and we normally bake.
Yeah.
Have a baking day. All that brings me joy.
That's fun.
I think giving people gifts would probably bring me joy. I don't necessarily have to get gifts to have joy around the Christmas season. But seeing other people open up gifts that were thoughtful, that we thought would be thoughtful, it brings me joy.
Yeah. I like to give gifts that people enjoy and like. But I also like to get gifts that I enjoy and like. So I like that part of it. I like the giving.
Do you like for people to tell you what they want, or do you like it to be, you want it to be a surprise from you to them, gift-wise?
I'm not a big surprise guy. Like, surprises are fine, but even in Yellowstone, I try to read ahead and figure out what's going to happen because I want to know how this is going to work out. I'm not big into like being surprised in things.
No, I meant like, do you like, when you get your gifts for people, to give to people,
yeah.
Do you like to know what they want?
Oh, yes.
You like to know what they want?
Yes.
Or you like to surprise them with them not knowing what they're getting?
I do not want to figure out something that you already know. So just tell me. Like, I just don't want to figure out something that you already know. It's like trying to reinvent the wheel. So if you can tell me what it is that you want, then just tell me what that is. And then if it's something that we can do, then we'll do it. It's like the girls, the last couple of years, they give us Christmas lists with links to things that they want. So I know exactly what that is, and I don't have to question it. I don't have to think about it. It's there. It's ready for me. And I just click the link and go and buy it.
Yeah, I agree.
That's what I like.
I do like to think of something surprising that they may not know they're getting.
If there's something like that, it is fun.
Somebody not knowing that they're going to get something, and then to see that surprise on their face because it's a total surprise to them.
Yeah.
I like that.
I also, when it comes to gifts, I also am somebody, if you don't like what I've given you, I want you to take it back and get something that you want.
Right. Like, or if it's the wrong size.
It does not hurt my feelings. No. I am not sad about it. If you don't like it and you want to return it and get the money, I'd rather you do that than sit on something that I've spent my money on and then you'll never use it. Mm-hmm. So if I get you a gift, you don't like it, ask me for the receipt and then go get something you want.
But you're also one of those people that just say, give me money or gift cards and I'll get my own stuff.
I actually prefer that. In all honesty, I would prefer it because here's the deal. A lot of times things that I want, let's just be honest. If it's $20, $30, $40, which is what most people buy you for gifts in that range, mm-hmm. I just go get that. Like, you know what I mean? Stuff that I typically want is hundreds of dollars. True. And so I would rather collectively get the $20, $30, $40, collect all that together, and go get the one big thing that I really, really want. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's probably sounds really bad, but that's in all honesty, not that I don't appreciate the gift and the thoughtfulness and all that kind of good stuff, but, you know, like I said, if it's 20, 30, 40 bucks, if I wanted it, I'd just go get it.
Yeah.
Now, there's sometimes you get things that you didn't know that you wanted or needed, or someone would give you something, and because you care for that person, it automatically is something sentimental. I've got this little Star Dad key ring. Nobody can see it. It's hanging here on a mic. This is something that Emma got me 1 year from the little store at her school. I love that thing. And so I keep it there. I see it all the time. Mm-hmm. I think that thing probably costs 30 cents. Mm-hmm. But because of who gave it to me, it means something to me. So there are those things that are sentimental that, you know, mean something to you, mm-hmm. That I like a lot. So So gifts, I think the gifting is part of joy, brings joy for me. I like the Christmas movies that come on. I specifically love the Christmas Story, the 24-hour marathon that comes on Christmas Day. I specifically love that. Mm-hmm. I enjoy that a lot. I like just being home watching that movie, drinking some eggnog, watching it over and over and over and over and over again. So I like that. I love, this is something you don't like to do. I like riding around looking at Christmas lights. Mm-hmm. And just looking at different people's decorations. I wonder if that's because, like, your dad goes all out with Christmas lights. Like, I don't know if he still does like what he used to do, mm-hmm. but he has started in like September, October, putting up Christmas lights, mm-hmm. and does thousands and thousands and thousands of lights. I wonder, because of that, if it isn't as mean, like, it's not as special to you because you grew up seeing tons of lights. Like, for me, I think it's really interesting, mm-hmm. and I like to get in the car and ride around and go look at lights. It's a lot of fun. And then I have come to love the last week of the year. It's kind of after Christmas, but I'm off typically that week. The girls are out of school that week. We can sleep late. We can hang out. Now it's different as the girls get older, but I do like that. I like that.
Okay.
That time. So those are things that are, you know, that bring joy during the Christmas season. Christy, what would you say to someone? Maybe they're having a hard time finding joy in the Christmas season for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. It's difficult family situation. They've suffered some type of death or loss in their family. Mm-hmm. What would you tell that person that, like, they're maybe even going into the season and they're kind of dreading it. They're not looking forward to it. What are your thoughts to them?
Well, I'm doing a devotion with Emma, and you bringing that up, we just read it last night. And so I thought I'd just read a little sneak bit of it. It says, take time to think about the good in your life right now, and how do those things impact your life. Sometimes it's hard to find the good when all you see is the negative things going around you, but it specifically said to look for something good going on in your life instead of focusing on all the bad. If you're having a hard time, don't give up, but write down a few things that come to mind and thank God for those things.
Okay. So,
that's what I think. To look around to find something good in anything that's going on around you.
That's good. So, I think that's great. Mm-hmm. I have an article here. It's from a website called Experience Life. Experience Life. And it's just 12 ways to experience holiday joy. Okay. So 12 ways. I thought it was pretty good. It was written a couple of years ago, but number one, put it on paper. So if you're having a hard time finding joy, write down things that you have to be joyful. I think it's what you said. We focus on things that are negative, things that are missing, things that aren't right or the way that we want them, but there are still good things. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes we have to isolate the good things to bring them to our attention. We have to put light on them. The good things can sometimes get hidden in the dark of our life, and so we have to put light on it. And one of the ways to do that is just sit down and write out good things.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I agree. I mean, a good thing this week was having double hamburger meat.
Yeah.
But that's just a huge, it brings joy to me to know that.
And the thing about that is,
God takes care of me even through the hamburger meat. So,
yeah.
And I look at it as a blessing this week. So,
no, absolutely. And the thing is, oftentimes we're looking for big things, but we have a lot of ton of small things that we can be joyful for. Mm-hmm. We look at one big thing and we say, this one bad thing makes everything bad. Mm-hmm. But maybe we've got a ton of little things. Like we woke up this morning, we had food to eat, we had clothes to wear, we had a car to drive, we had a roof over our head. All of those things may not seem, I mean, they're all big things. And to somebody that doesn't have those things, it's a lot, but sometimes we take them for granted. But you start telling yourself and reminding yourself about those things, what happens is that has a snowball effect. And all of a sudden you realize, I got more good than I do than I have bad. So number two, I don't know if I would do this one or not, but make a gift instead of buy a gift. Like go out and make a gift. Instead of just going out and buying a gift card, make a gift instead. Mm-hmm. It's not a bad idea.
No, like making cards or baking a goodies for someone.
Yeah.
Would be more meaningful than just going to say, here's your gift, you know.
Yeah.
I think I like meaningful gifts more than I do material gifts.
Okay. All right. Tackle your to-do list with someone. So don't go around and do all of the Christmas stuff that you have to do by yourself. Make it an experience. Go with someone. Shop with someone. Get coffee with someone. Do it together. So that, and it just creates memories. Mm-hmm. It brings joy. It does that. Donate to a good cause. Is there, you know, a good cause that you could donate to, something that you could do, something that you could give, something that you could, you know, a way that you could help? You know, every human being has this desire inside of us to be a part of something bigger than us. It's part of how we're made. It's part of how God created us. And so when we give to other things, when we serve other things, then we're actually we're tapping into that desire, that man that God created inside of us, that all men have to do something bigger than ourselves or serve something bigger than ourselves. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. You all right?
Sorry, I got a tickle. Can I have a mint?
You can have a mint.
I don't know if it's hot in here.
All right. So donate to a good cause. Adopt a family. So is there a family that you could adopt and maybe feed them or buy gifts for them or go do their yard or wrap Christmas gifts for, or, you know, maybe
even
you don't
buy gifts for.
Yeah. Buy gifts for them. You don't have even, this isn't even about a money thing. Like what can you do for them? Can you go clean their house? Can you go shop for them? Get their list. Say, hey, I'd love to go shop for you. Can I go buy your groceries? Can I pick up your groceries? I just adopt a family that may need a little bit of boost, may need a little bit of love. Mm-hmm. Surprise a stranger. Do something good for a stranger. Mm-hmm. Do something nice for a stranger. Buy someone's coffee in the coffee line. Buy someone's meal in the drive-through line behind you. Pick up somebody's tab at a restaurant. Again, cut somebody's grass. Just do something. Mm-hmm. Do something nice for somebody else. I think some of the times that we lack joy is because we're so self-focused and we only see ourselves, and we have to realize that there's life happening beyond us. Now, obviously, what we're dealing with affects us, but there's life beyond us.
Yeah, I was reading another devotion. This is just coming with what you're talking about. And it was the lady writing the devotion said her friend called. She just had a baby. And her husband had taken the older child to school, but he forgot his belt and something else.
Was it no belt boy?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
And she said, normally in the busyness of life, people just look over things all the time. They're too busy to do help anybody. But she felt like God was saying to stop the busyness for a second and listen to the mom that was desperately in need at that moment. And she said she looked over and saw a store that sold belts and whatever. And so she just stopped the busyness and said, you know, I'm going to help this mom out. And she went and took the little boy a belt and whatever he needed. And instead of thinking of self all the time, she thought, that she should help that mom.
Yeah.
And so, kind of what you're saying, look around and see who might need. It could be someone standing right beside you in the store. They may need some help that day.
Yeah.
Open the door for someone that's in a wheelchair or...
That's good.
Why not, you know?
I think that's good. I think, you know, a lot of times we say, I can't do anything because I don't have the money. But doing good isn't about money. It can be. But sometimes it's just opening the door for somebody, mm-hmm. saying hello, being kind, putting a smile on your face. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about how many times a day people walk past you and don't acknowledge you. What if you took time to acknowledge as many people as you could and let them be seen, let somebody else be seen for a moment? Man, who knows what kind of impact that could be?
I remember going to Cheeseburger Bobby's a while back. And I'd seen this elderly man. I think he had a cane. And he had to carry his food out. He didn't realize there wasn't a drive-thru. So he had to go in and carry his food out. And I just remember asking him, can I? It was raining. He had to carry his food and his drink, remember?
Yep.
And I just remember opening the door. And then I decided I was just going to take his food and carry it to his car. And he thanked me just for taking the time to help him. Put his food in the... I put his cup in the cup holder. And just... I just seen that he needed some help. And I don't know. It's just something you can do for people sometimes.
Yeah, that's good. All right. Number 7, modify your rituals or create new meaningful ones. So something, maybe it's something you do all the time. You're like, you know what? I just don't want to do this again. Do something new. It's okay. Mm-hmm. It's okay if you don't do Christmas the way you've always done it, especially if you don't find joy in it. Like, if you don't find joy in what it is you do, just because it's a tradition doesn't mean you have to keep doing it. So yeah. Do something different. Maybe you used to do something with someone, and that someone's not around for whatever reason. It's okay to do something different. Create a new tradition. Create something that's meaningful to you, that's going to, you know, mean something for you. You could go Christmas caroling. That's number 8. Go caroling. Can you imagine just going through our neighborhood just singing at people's doors? I think our neighborhood, I think, would accept it.
I'm sure we could get a couple people around here to do it with us.
Yeah, some people may join us.
Mm-hmm.
So have a classic movie night is a number 9. You could have a classic movie night. You know, it's interesting. I talked about the Christmas list or the Christmas movie list.
Yeah, we can't talk too much on it.
No, we'll do that next week. We'll break that down next week. But it's interesting to me how old the movies that I think are new Christmas movies are now.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Home Alone, mm-hmm. to me, is a new Christmas movie, but it's probably considered a classic at this point. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So anyway, play some in-person games to bring joy. Mm-hmm. So have some people over.
I agree.
Play some in-person games. Be kind to yourself. I think let yourself off the hook. Maybe the money is not there to get what it is that you want to get. Don't stress about it.
And I think a lot of people still do this day, you know, go broke thinking they have to spend so much money at Christmas time when it's really not all about that.
Yeah. No, it's not. It's not. If, you know, joy, I would say this. Talking about creating new meaningful traditions. If joy only comes from what you buy at a store, then you may want to relook at how you measure joy. Mm-hmm. Because if you get something or you get nothing or you give something or you give nothing, that should not affect our joy. Joy, true joy, comes from much more than things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what, you know, that's part for me of what being a Christian is life value for me is more than what you see, what you feel, what you touch. It's in who I know created me and what I live for, which is ultimately, and, you know, to honor God with my life. And so I think sometimes we have to reevaluate. It's self-care is having a deep look at ourselves and saying, I can't afford that, or I can't do that, or I can't get that, or, you know, we see other people on Facebook and they're doing this or that or the other, and we compare. We talked about that before. We talked about comparisons and how they're the thief of joy. Let yourself off the hook. Do the best that you can and be okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know what? If looking at social media, if it messes you up and creates frustration for you, delete that junk. Delete it. Get off Instagram. Get off Facebook. Get off TikTok. Delete it. Because, you know, take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. And then number 12 is this, and this is actually goes right along with that. Make time for self-care. So work out, eat good, do yoga, go on walks, go for a run, be like Uncle Chin, chain smoke and run a marathon.
No, don't do that.
Oh, don't do that. Okay. But, you know, take care of yourself. So, man, I hope that this Christmas season will be full of joy for you and for your family, and that you will, man, you'll love it. And, I really hope so. Yeah. I hope it's a really great Christmas season. I know we're already into it, but I hope that it will continue to be really good.
And just enjoy every moment in the hustle and bustle. Sometimes you forget to enjoy it. You know, some people rush it and they want it to be gone, but take your time, stop and enjoy the moment.
Yeah, that's good. So, all right. Christy, do you have a wow?
I do have a wow.
Word of wisdom
for the day. Okay. I do. And it goes kind of right along with gifts.
Okay.
In James, where's it at?
Uh-oh. By James, you don't mean Dusky, I'm assuming.
James chapter 1.
Okay.
Verse 17. And it says, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows.
Good.
So, every good, like hamburger meat, coming down from the Father. I mean, he's going to take care of us. And
yeah, that's good.
He doesn't shift either way or the other.
I've told a story before about ham. How, you know, we got one time we were in a really bad financial place. And you came home. You were really excited because we'd gotten extra ham. And it was for you, just like the hamburger meat is, it was a small reminder that God's going to take care of us. Even if that means we're going to get extra ham to make it through the week. And so I think it's how you look at things. Mm-hmm. Every good, every perfect gift comes from your Heavenly Father. Mm-hmm. And so we have to just be open to looking around to be able to see it and identify it, but also be that for other people too. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, I thought it was good when I seen it. I was like, this is the word of wisdom for the week.
Yeah, that's good. All right, wonderful. Well, guys, thank you so much. That's about it for our podcast today. Thank you so much. Christy, I think I may be wrong. I'd have to go back and look. I think this is episode 35.
Oh.
It's hard to believe.
That's great.
Yeah.
We got to do something for episode 50.
Wow, that's like 15 weeks from now.
A little giveaway. I know.
Into a the giveaway, new like a cruise? Should we give away a cruise?
No, not a cruise. Oh, okay. Maybe we'll have some merch by then.
Hey, some doing Christy good. Merch.
And give away some doing good merch.
All right, guys. Well, hey, thank you so much for checking out the podcast. It really does mean a lot to us. We're so glad that you're here hanging out. Again, whether you're watching on Spotify, listening on Spotify, listening on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts, we appreciate you're here. Appreciate you being here. Hopefully you will hit the subscribe button. That way you can keep up with whenever we release new episodes. And we'd love to connect with you on Instagram. That's the best way to get in touch with us. So Christy Lotz, Chris Lotz, you can find us over there. We'd love to see you, hear from you, see what you think, and maybe even get some topic ideas would be great. So, well, guys, that's all we got for you. I hope that you have a wonderful Christmas
joyous week. Be joyful.
Christmas week. And until next time.
See ya.
Bye, guys. Have a great one.